In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We look at Psalm 91, this beautiful psalm of protection. "He that dwelleth in the shadow of the Most High shall abide under the protection of the God of heaven." He that abideth in the shadow of the Most High. You know, I want you today to abide under the shadow of the cross. I want you to abide under the shadow of the cross, which is brighter than a billion suns. This is the protection that we have. The shadow of the cross on which the Lamb of God gave his life for you, which the Lamb of God took to himself all your sins, all your sicknesses. For he has borne our wounds and carried our infirmities. He shall say to the Lord, "You are my protector. You are my refuge. You are my God. In you will I trust." Now let me ask you this. Who is your protector? The Lord is my protector. Who is your refuge? The Lord is my refuge. Who is the one that you are to trust in? The Lord is the one that I trust in. Now what happens when I stop trusting in the Lord? The winds blow, the rains fall, and the house that I am shakes. That's real. That's real. When I start looking at the problem, when I start looking at the distress, when I start looking at whatever this is that is the distraction, it's real. But when I focus upon it, the rains come. They come. The winds blow. The earth quakes. And I am shaken. But if I face these things, that the Lord is my protector, my only protector, the Lord is my refuge, your only refuge, the Lord is your trust, trust in him. For he, the Lord, will deliver you from the snare of the hunters. And from the sharp word and sword, he will deliver you. He has delivered you before, and he will deliver you again. But he must be your refuge. He must be your protector. He must be your strength. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He will overshadow you with his pinions. Under his wing, you will find refuge. Under the wings of the cross, you will find refuge. Neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. We need to live beneath the cross of Jesus. We need to live under the cross. In order to understand the cross, you must be under the cross to understand. Your protection is the cross. Your protection is the blood. Your protection is the mercy of God that flows from Jesus, his heart, blood, and water. That's your protection. Oh, that's your salvation, mine too. That's your reconciliation, mine too. That's your justification, mine too. For immediately there flowed out blood and water. Blood and water from the heart of Jesus, from the heart of Jesus, from the heart of Jesus. Oh, blood and water that gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, have mercy on me. blood and water that gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a living spring, have mercy on me. Blood and water that gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a living spring, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. His truth shall encompass you like a shield, and you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night. You shall not be afraid of what lurks at night. You shall not be afraid of what lurks in the night of uncertainty. Yes, in the night of uncertainty, for there is no uncertainty in the heart of Jesus. There is only the certainty of his provision. Do you understand me? There is no uncertainty in the heart of Jesus. There is only the certainty of his provision. He provides. He is a provider. My God is a provider. He not only provides me with the things that I need, but provides me with the certainty that he is my help and my salvation. That I do not have to be afraid of the uncertainties of this world. Oh, let me tell you, the uncertainties of this world will try to nip at my feet. Oh, they will. The uncertainties of this world will try to get into my system so that I start being tormented and worry. That's right. But let me tell you, he is our certainty. He is our certainty. And we need not be afraid of the terrors of the night, of the uncertainties of the night, because Jesus Christ is our only prize. He is only prize. Do you understand what I'm saying? The arrow that flieth by day of the business that walketh about in the night, or the ruin by the noonday devil. For 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. This is something. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right, but it will not come nigh thee, because he is my certainty. He is my rock. He is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my protector. He is my Lord. They'll fall all around me, but I shall not fall, for I am rooted in Jesus. I am rooted in Jesus. I am under the shadow of the cross. I am under the cross where the blood and water is flowing now as a fount of mercy, as a fount of mercy, as a fount of love. Yes, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right, but it shall not happen to you. Oh, and you say, but why not? Why not? Because the Lord is your refuge. If you have made him your habitation, if you have made him your refuge, if you have made him your strength, if you have made him your life, I'm going to tell you, they'll all fall around you, but you will not fall. And you know what? My question is, are you weak enough to surrender to Jesus? Are you weak enough, or are you standing on your own two feet alone? Listen, we're all in need. Every one of us in need of his mercy. We cannot live without his mercy. He will help you. He will help you. No matter what your circumstances are, he is greater than your circumstances. No matter what you're going through, he is greater than what you're going through. No matter how much pain you have in your heart, he is greater than the pain in your heart. What is he trying to teach you through all this? What is he trying to get across to you that you still haven't learned? You need to ask him. You need to ask him, what are you trying to get across to me? I want to learn. I want to learn before it's too late. I want to learn what you're trying to teach me through this trial that seems to overwhelm me. What are you trying to teach me? I want to learn now so that I'll never have to learn it again. I remember once reading in the scriptures, Isaiah 49. And the translation I had was a little different than it is today. It said something like this: your builders outstrip your destroyers. Well, during this time, there seemed to be so many destroyers in my life. And I kept on saying, my builders outstrip my destroyers. My builders outstrip my destroyers. My builders outstrip my destroyers. That which is being built up in me, in the spirit, is greater than that which seems to be knocked down by the winds of change, by the winds of discouragement, by the winds of fear. My builders outstrip my destroyers. Do you know that? That your builders outstrip your destroyers? Do you know that 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right? It will not happen to you, because you have made the Lord your habitation, your refuge, and your strength, and under his wings you find refuge. Do you know that? That's Psalm 91. Do you know that? And do you know that he, the Lord, has given his angels charge over thee to bear thee up in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone? That he's given his angels charge over you to bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. So not only do you have him, but he has given his angels charge over you. Yes, those angels of God, those messengers that it tells us in the letter to the Hebrews, the first chapter, the last verse, are not all these ministering spirits sent to help us who are on the way to salvation? Are not all these angels, ministering spirits, sent to help you and I on the way to salvation? He has given his angels charge about you to bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. This is real. This Psalm 91 is real. It's real. You shall walk on the asp, and you shall trample underfoot the lion and the dragon. Why? Because you who hoped in me, I will deliver you. I will protect you because you know my name. You know his name. Use it. His name is Jesus. Nothing shall hurt you. As a matter of fact, that which is happening in your life will make you shine like a star, because it will not destroy you, because your builders outstrip your destroyers, because God is readying you for something else. He is going to bring you into something else. Why am I going through this, you ask? Rather than say why, what are you trying to teach me through this? What are you trying to teach me through this tribulation? Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but no, I have overcome the world. Oh yes, we have tribulation in the world. The world is not a very nice place. It is Antichrist. It has nothing to do with Jesus. As a matter of fact, the spirit of the world is the Satan, and he has nothing to do with Jesus. He hates Jesus Christ, but because he can't get at Jesus Christ, he tries to get at you and me. This is just real. This is just ABCs. Don't let him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Trust in him. He has given his angels charge about you, to bear you upon their hand, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And let me tell you, Jesus was tempted in every way that you were tempted in, but did not sin. Jesus was tempted toward discouragement. Jesus was tempted toward hate. Jesus was tempted toward anger. Jesus was tempted toward fear. Oh, but that last temptation in Matthew, I'll read it to you. Again, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto Jesus, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And so we took the Lord to a high mountain. He saw all the glitter of the world, all the world and all of its charm. And he said, these have been given to me. The world, not the earth, the world and its power has been given to me. And I will give you all the kingdoms of the world, because that which was given to me, I can give to you. You need only one thing. Do not accept the cross. Do not die on a cross. I will give you the kingdoms of the world with all the glitter. You'll have everything you ever needed. You need only to bow down. Get behind me, Satan. Be gone, for it is written that you should worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you worship. That was a temptation that Jesus would not even deal with, because he said, I will not accept the glitter of the world. I have come to die for them. Oh, and then in that sixth chapter of St. John, after Jesus multiplies the bread and the fish, they want to come and make him a king. So the question is, Jesus, would you prefer a throne or a cross? It's the same temptation. And Jesus runs off to the hills to be alone. Would you prefer a throne or a cross? For us and our salvation, he came. For us and for our salvation, he came. So that we might have life. Eternal life. Eternal life is this, to believe in you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. In the world you will have tribulation, but know I have overcome the world. You will be tempted in every way, but I tell you, no temptation that will be allowed to come to you, you will have a way out, a way out, a way out. Do not accept discouragement today. Do not accept discouragement today. Stand under the shadow of the cross, under the wings of his mercy. Let the blood and water flow down upon you. The blood and water that came upon our Blessed Mother, that came upon John, that went into the ground at Calvary,
Let the gusher of mercy, 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 and power wash you clean from all your fears and all your sins and all your iniquities. Let the blood and water cover you from the inside out. O blood and water that gushed forth from the heart of Jesus like a fountain of mercy, have mercy on us. O blood and water that gushed forth from the heart of Jesus like a fountain of mercy, have mercy on us. O blood and water that gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy, have mercy on us. Your builders outstrip your destroyers. The Lord is your light and your salvation. He will bear you upon his hands and send his angels about you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You take the 91st Psalm today. You take it today, line by line, and believe every word of it. I said to the people on WEZE today, what you need to do is to write down all your fears, all your concerns, all those things that hurt you, that scare you, that cause you to literally freak out. Write them all down. And then put them under a crucifix, under a cross. Put them under a cross and get some music and dance around it. Rejoice, for the Lord is a victor. Yes, in the world you will have tribulation, but the Lord has overcome the world. He is with you. He is for you. He who did not spare his own son, will he not give you all things beside? This is real. This is reality. I don't know what other reality I know, but I know this. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord will see me through. Yes, I will have tribulation, but he has overcome that tribulation. And he has overcome the world. I need to trust in him. I need to trust in him when I feel like I cannot trust. I need to trust in him and hold on to him when I feel that this is not going to end, whatever this is. I need to trust in him. I need to hold on to him. He is good, and he will get you through, honest. So write down all those things you fear today. Write down all those things you fear today. All those things that nip at you. All that adrenaline that runs, that you're afraid that this will happen or that will happen. What about the future? What about your bills? What about a job? Write them all down. Put them under a crucifix and start to dance around them. Even a little two-step. Get some music and start praising God that he has conquered. For in the world you will have tribulation. But Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And you know what? He's even overcome you and overcome me. That's real. That's real. That's real. Listen, if you would go into your computer, inseason.net, inseason.net, you will find that you could make a donation online. We've never had this. We've just started to do this. Inseason.net. And you can also see some of our videos, some of our talks that I've done in the past. There's so many things on there for your encouragement. You don't have to give a donation. But inseason.net, there's plenty of things that are archived for you and for your help. You know, that's what they're there for. You do not have to give a donation. You know, if you don't have it, you don't have to give it. But if you've never given, if you would like, inseason.net will show you how to give so that we can continue. Our mailing address also is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And also, let me tell you this. On Saturday evening at 5:30, we have a 5:30 Mass. followed by a healing service. That's tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, the 11 o'clock Mass. This evening is Friday evening. Friday evening, we have a 7:30 Mass followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Today at 3 o'clock, if you would like to come to the Stations of the Cross at Holy Rosary in Winthrop, you're welcome. 3 o'clock, Stations of the Cross. So we have all these things that we try to honor the Lord with as we walk with Jesus to Calvary today at 3 o'clock. So I'll repeat those things. 3 o'clock today, Stations of the Cross. 7:30 tonight, Holy Mass, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament all night. Saturday at 5:30 Mass, followed by a healing service, and Sunday the 11 o'clock Mass. InSeason.net, archived broadcasts and videos, many of them. So I hope that I've been a blessing to you today, and I would be very, very happy if you would pray for me this weekend, that I would trust the Lord even as I call you to trust the Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.